Friends, we are continuing our previous shiur, where this is the third shiur. We saw the machlokas between two rabbis of the 20th century, Rav Goren, the Rav Rashi of State of Israel, and Rav Shmuel Volk, who is a Rosh Yeshiva in Yeshiva Sirben Yitzchak Yochanan. Rav Volk contends very strongly that if a ger was misgayer shelo l'shem shamayim, and he didn't stick with the program, his geirus is still a good geirus. And Rav Goren holds that his geirus is completely uprooted, it's nothing. And we detailed this argument back and forth in the previous two shiurim, and now we're going to continue. This is in the Shaarei Torah, in the 8th volume, on page 824. Umasik Chacham Anal, Rav Goren concludes that Reil Faneinu Shita Mufureshes Sever Shegeris Kazil Shaisa Shelo L'Shem Shamayim Shulei Vomedes. So we have an explicit Shita that holds that a Geris that Shelo L'Shem Shamayim is in limbo, and we see if the person's going to stay with the program and follow mitzvahs or not, keep mitzvahs or not. And he's referring to the Mordechi in Perek HaCholetz. Ubal Korchach Masham Rav Gemara, he writes, B'daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis Shem Chazer Bo Kiddush of Kiddushin. And it must be that when it says in the Gemara that if he retracts, his kedushin is a valid kedushin. This is only talking about somebody who is misgayer lechatchila l'shem shamayim, and then afterwards he retracted. Only then is his kedushin a kedushin. And therefore, we should also explain the Rambam like this: that the geirus is tfluya v'omed. This atcha tirach harisim, like the Rambam says. We want to see how it's going to turn out. What's he going to be? And this is even b'diavad, this is even after the fact. In other words, you can't say that he's automatically a ger. And we're machmir afterwards also to consider him a guy. No. It's 100%. We wait to see if he's going to act like a Jew or not. And that the Rambam writes afterwards, says Rav Goren, that if he goes back and serves idols, he's like a Jew. What he means is this is after he lived like a Jew. After he converted, and he lived like a Jew. Then if he serves idols, he has a din of a Jew. And then Nikba Geruso, he's an absolute ger. It's already too late. And therefore, he's a Yisrael Mumr of a Kiddush of Kiddushin. And therefore, the Rambam shtims with the Mordechi, who also holds this way, that everything is in limbo, and you wait to see how he's going to act. And the Sugya is in Avodah Zarah Chaf Dalet Amud Beis. So everyone's Mizgayer Shelo L'Shem Shamayim. Im Chazar L'Suro Eino Nidon Ki Yisrael. If he goes back, he doesn't have the din of Yisrael. Even though if you look on Chaf Dalet, it doesn't say if he goes back. It says in the Gemara that if he's Mizgayer Shelo L'Shem Shamayim, we have Divrei Reb Nechemya, that it's not Gerus. If it's Lashum Isha, etc., it's Shulchan Melachim, it's not Geras Bechlau. Akapanim, he says that it's talking about Chazor L'Suro, where he went back and acted like a guy. When it says in Daf Mem Zayin that if he retracts and goes back to his old ways, Kedushim is Kedushim, it's not talking about a Ger who was Mizgar L'Shem Toelis, it was talking about a Ger who was Mizgar L'Shem Shemaim. He acted like a Jew, and only afterwards he retracted and he lived like a guy. Ad kan mi divrei Rav Goren. So he's very emphatic that according to the Rambam, the Gerus is in limbo if he's misgaris shel Hashem Shemayim, and the Mimela, you wait and see how he's going to act, and if he acts like a Jew, he's Jewish, and if not, now lefi daiti. Rav Volk says kol dvarav tumum. This is really a wonder. Dim ken lami yishmianu agamar v'arambam v'lchosav rakadin shel misha chazor l'surik shen misgaris shel Hashem Toelis shekidushav kedushin. So why did the Rambam and the Gemara only tell the Gemara and the Rambam only tell us the din of Shaman who was Chozer L'Suro when he converted with pure motivations, that his Kedushin is Kedushin according to the Rav Goren understands? Why only tell us that case? Tell us a bigger Chiddush. Tell us that Misha Chozer L'Suro Kshin is Gaya L'Shem Tuel She'en Kedushin Kedushin Torah Zvadai. Tell us that even though he did a conversion, but the conversion is not a conversion. If it was L'Shem Toelis and he didn't stay with the program, Sharei Lefi Biur, according to the explanation of Gaur, Nifka Gerusa Legamre, his Gerus is completely uprooted. It's like he was never Mizgayer, and that's a bigger Chiddush than telling us that if somebody converted for pure motivations, that their Kedushin is a good Kedushin if they went back. Because there we can say the Kedushin is only Kedushin, l'chumra, like some Rishonim hold. And it's not such a big chiddush that he lived like a Jew. He was converted for good reasons. So there it makes sense to say that your machmir that his kedushin is a big good kedushin. In this gaya lechatchila shem toelas she'em kedushin kedushin. Alright, tzichem lomer she'em kedushin kedushin klal b'tayras vaday. K'mo shekas b'nei shenifka gerusa legamrei. Tell us a bigger chiddush that somebody who's misgaya l'shem toelas for ulterior motives, that a kedushin is nothing, even b'tayras vaday, because the whole gerus is uprooted. That would have been a bigger chiddush. How come they didn't tell us this chiddush? And the Rambam only writes Achetera Charisam B'choshen Lan Shitz Bar Tzidkaso. So these lashonos are mashma that were mesukah b'geiruso, calls him on shelo chazar l'sura. Until he goes back to the old ways, we don't know what the din is. B'tamua lama lo ishmenu eicho adinim chazar l'sura. Why doesn't Rambam tell us what happens if he actually is chazar l'sura? Here it's a bigger chiddush that the whole thing is off. And then we would have known that if he goes back to his old ways when the gerus was shelo l'shem toeles, was for pure motives, then his kedushin is good kedushin. But if it's for impure motives, then it's nothing. So it can't be, according to Rav Volk, Pshat in the Rambam, that you wait and see what's going to happen, and then if he turns out that he's not keeping mitzvahs, then the whole gerus is off. Why did the Rambam tell us such a huge kiddush? That would have been a great waker-upper to tell us that that the whole thing is off. And then we would have known that if the gerus was for good reasons, for pure with pure motivations, the kedushin's kedushin. And then if you're going to tell me, no, the kedushin's only kedushin l'chumra, when he converted for pure motivation, with pure motivations. Okay, the Rishonim really hold like that. So that can't be pshat in the Rambam. And in fact, the Rambam doesn't hold of such a big chiddush, and that's why he didn't tell us such a big chiddush. That the whole gerus is off. Uviikar mashikosav, v'afilu chazav avadakom reyak Yisrael, barish kamenaso shasakein lachashik farnas baratzit koso, farnikav agirus alagamrei. So Rav Goren writes that when the Rambam says that even if he returns and serves idols, he's like a Jew. When did he serve idols? When did he serve idols? After nizbaratzit koso. He served, you know, when he becomes a Jew? When first he was a tzaddik, he acted like a Jew, and then he went back and served idols. And in such a case, his gerus was nikba legamre, it was established completely. What does he mean in nikba geruso legamre? What does Rav Goren mean that his gerus was established? What kvius hagerus is there? And if you're going to tell me this gerus needs a kvius gerus, this is going to be a gerus mekanu lahabal achar abeira, not lamafreya. And of course, in nafka mina ladina, what's going to be in the meantime? El shabem esech shayich loy marshatia geris sekuka lekvius haba acharkach. How can you say that geris requires it to be established afterwards? Everything is totally b'shosh and is gayer. Did he really intend to be misgayer or not? And what's it going to help us what he acts afterwards b'das Yehudis? Maybe when he converted b'shas geris, he didn't intend to be a Jew. And then afterwards he said, you know what? Everybody's being so nice to me. They think I'm Jewish. I'll stick with the program. Then it's not a geirus. Shalo eker talu b'mashay b'dayti b'shoshin nizgayer. We care about what he was thinking when he was nizgayer. B'chei nefshe shiyeh lehefech. Sh'b'shoshin nizgayer dayti nechonu lizgayer ki Yisrael gomer. B'cholav geirus gemura. Maybe when he converted, he mamish wanted to be a Jew. B'acharka chazer l'sura v'shino es taimu v'talu chosav. And then afterwards he changed his mind. And if we paskin that nifka gerusa legamre, we're mevatel, a complete, absolute, bona fide gerus. So the kitzur, it's all tali in his das when he was misgayer. And how can you say that it's tali in how he acts afterwards? What he acts afterwards, we know the way human beings are. Human beings can change from minute to minute. The way the wind blows, we change. Sometimes I feel like this, sometimes I feel like that. Sometimes we scream Hashem Hu Elokim. And sometimes we scream, we curse when a player drops an easy pass, our favorite football team's wide receiver drops an easy pass. We're the same guy. So this guy, when he was a tzaddik, and a minute later he decided, nah. He got cold feet. Or vice versa. At the time he said, nah, I'm not really into this. And then afterwards he all of a sudden had this islahavis. So to say that that's pshat, that you wait to see, and then it's tully and afterwards, very shver to say that. So just like we find that somebody can convert with completely pure motivations and then afterwards become a guy again, we see it all the time. So if somebody's converting for ulterior motives, certainly there's no ray in how he acts afterwards. What his das was bishar rishona. So we could say that ochir sofa tchilasa, they didn't really have pure intentions. Like we said in the first year, and like Revolka is going to say weiter, that this ochir sofa tchilasa is just a safek, and we go lechumra. So maybe we can say that the Indian of Gerus is like a din knas, and it's really tali in the Beis Din. In other words, he doesn't become a ger until the Beis Din paskens he's a ger. And then there's going to be a nafgamina, how he acts afterwards. And then Beis Din's going to establish his Gerus, like Rav Gaon wants to assert. Then the psak Beis Din is going to be chal, that he's a ger. However, halo yadua, shafilu b'knas, yesh machlokas rishonim mikodma psak din, ein alav shum chiyuv klal, ashe mekom kom yesh alav chiyuv b'koach. V'arkasavnu mizeh, what's pshat in a knas? Is it that before the psak Beis Din there's no chiyuv at all? Or there's a potential chiyuv, and the Beis Din actualizes it? And the nafgamina, as Revolk writes about elsewhere, so we have 8 thick volumes, each one many hundreds of pages, of large double column pages. So I don't know where that shear is, but maybe we'll get to it. But the nafgamina would be Linyan Shibud Nechasim. If you say there's no chiyuv at all, so there's no Shibud Nechasim in the meantime until the Psak Beis Din says the chiyuv b'koach, the Shibud Nechasim. There's a lien on his property. And if so, even this ger, there is going to be some element of gerus even in the meantime. Before this akvius gerus, it's not going to be nothing in the meantime, even if you use the model of knas. And then afkamina v'ladin will be in kedushin b'diavad. That if he's mekadesh in the meantime, then the kedushin is going to be a good kedushin. This fella you're waiting for. Rav Gorin's assertion is that if he turns out not to be from, it's nothing. The whole thing is it's Bava Mises. But if it's pshat like knas, then no. And maybe in the meantime, it's kedushin's a kedushin.
Because if this is true, that it's tali in the Beis Din, then why don't we require for a ger even mumchin? We don't require expert judges for a ger. כמו בזמן הזה שאין לנו מומחין. בזמן הזה, we don't have דיינים who are considered דיינים מומחין. ומכל מקום מקבל מסגר. So if it was pshat that Beis Din is creating this psak like a knas, so בזמן הזה, we don't have knasos, because we don't have מומחין. And smuchin. But in the so if it was a din like knas, then we require mumchin. But we don't require mumchin because it's not like knas that Beis Din makes the psak afterwards. That it's really tellui in the Beis Din. That it's only chal with the psak Beis Din. That only applies to Dayanim Mumchin, not Stam Dayanim. So it must be that it's not that you wait and then afterwards the Dayanim are Koveya. So there's a sugi in Yavamis and Daf Mvav Amid Beis. And the Gemara tells a story that there was an episode at the house of Rav Chiya Baribi, and Rav Oshaya Baribi was also there, and Rav Oshaya, the son of Rav Chiya, was also there, and then a certain convert came before him who had circumcised himself before Beis Din for the purpose of conversion but didn't do Tevilah, and Rav Chiya Baribi said to him, Shehi kan ad lemochar v'nat bilinach, wait here until tomorrow and we'll immerse you then. So we learn from this, the Gemara says three things. Shema min ager tzarech shlosha, that you need three people because there were three people there. Shemana Gershiyam Leviatbol, you need Tumila and Tvila. You see that he's not a ger until he does Tvila. Shemamin El Tvila and Ger Balayla, and you see he can't do the immersion at night because it was nighttime, and therefore that's why he couldn't immerse him. Vinema Shemamina Nami Bainan Mumchin, why don't we say we also require experts to perform the immersion because these Rabbanim who were there were experts. Kihana Tlasi Gavri Rabbanan Ravravi, these were great rabbis. Answers the Gemara, no. Dilma di ikla'u. Perhaps they just happen to be the ones available for conversion. But by law, even non-mumchin suffice. Ad kan mi difrei ha-Gemara. Hachi hava maisa disramu rabbanan kihani. This was the maisa that these rabbis just happened to be the ones who were there. So there's a hara here on the Gemara. How's there a havamina who should acquire munchin? Since bizman hazeh we're makabel geirim, and we don't have munchin. So what's b'chal the havamina? In fact, I saw the Ramban ask this question. V'kashi l'may d'armina d'binan munchin. Bizman hazeh d'leka munchin ba'avonos eichem makabelinan geirim. You require mumchin, and bizman hazeh we don't have mumchin,
and how are we makabel gerim bizman hazeh? And Tosis already al atar asks, v'anon heichem makabelin gerim habinan mumchin. How are we makabel gerim? You need dayanim mumchin,
and we don't have dayanim mumchin.
So how are we makabel gerim? So Tosfos says that we're doing their shlichus. We're doing the shlichus of the earlier batei dinim mumchin.
And Tosfos references the Gemara in Meseches Gittin and Av Peches. The shlichusayu avdina kitmash menami b'shili hamagarish. It's like we don't, we're worried about Lovim, Nilas Delas. People aren't going to lend money. So even according to the man, the Amar, that Bodos Valvos, you require three Mumchin when it comes to monetary matters. Nevertheless, we're done Bizman Ezebelo Mumchin. So here also, since it's very common to have Gerim, so we don't need mumchin.
What does the Gemara say in Maseches Sagittin? Abaye Ashkeche, the Rav Yosef to Yosef. Abaye found Rav Yosef was sitting as a dayan, the Ma'asa Agitin, he was forcing a get. Amar Lei, Ra'anan Hedyotos Anu. Anan. We're Hedyotos, we're not Dayanim Smuchim, we're not Muchim. We're not experts, we don't have proper smicha for Moshe Rabbeinu. Vitanya Komokmishta, Rabbi Tarfon says, Komokmishta Motse Aguriois. Shall go him alf bish the name Dina Israel, Yatarashali Zakeklam, Shinam Railish Rotashism of Name Flame Flame Goyim, Davrachel of Name Flame of Yotos, he now had to go to a basin of Goyim, he now had to go to a basin of Idiotos. So we in Babel are Idiotos. So how can you do something? How can you make Din? Amalei, Sir Yosef said, Anan Shlichusayu Kavdinan. We're the Shlichim of the Dayanim Smuchim in Eretz Israel. And that's how we work.
So that's the Teretz of Tosfos. So again, we asked, how can you think you need Mumchin? If you need Mumchin, then how are you Makabel Ger B'Zman Hazeh? And Tosfos Tak asked, if you need Mumchin, how are you Makabel Ger B'Zman Hazeh? So he says, Shlichusayu. Aval Kol Rishonim, HaRamban, VeHaRashba, VeHaRitva, VeNemuka Yosef, they write that we learn from Ledoro Sechem that we don't need Mumchin. Like we learn in Krisis and Daftes, that we don't need Hartzaz Damim. We don't need blood and we don't need Mumchin. We don't need a blood. What's blood? Blood is a carbon. In the olden days, you needed a carbon to be a ger. Today, you don't need a carbon anymore. So we also don't need Mumchin. Ulchorim is a kosher yoser ala gemar di yavam sanalim kain. Echa yafilu havamin ad bina mumchin ala kol dar asechem ksiv. So what's the havamin? We have a pasuk that we don't need Mumchin. So what's the havamin that you need Mumchin? It's for all the generations, even if there are no Mumchin. Even if there are no Karbanas. So what's pshat that the Gemara should have a zahavimina that you need Mumchin? Aval bemis yishlom rishmashik shu ha-gemara v'neim ha-shma mina nami debinen Mumchin ina kavina shehaya keina filo havamina shenei boim Mumchin. No. It's not that we have a havamina that Mumchin are necessary. Ha-kavonis ha-kushi de-kamon shi-yev shalom ha-shma mina debinen Mumchin keini yev shalom od mimai sezu klal. You know what the Gemara's kasha is? It's a naya mahalach in the Gemara. Not like we originally thought that you should require a mumchin. The Gemara understands that you can't have a mumchin. So just like you can't learn that we require a mumchin, so that means that you can't learn anything from this maisa. In Cain, so how do you learn three other things from this maisa? Just like you can't have mumchin, that we understand. So how do you learn that ger tzarech shlosha, and ad sheyamo v'yitbol, and matbilin ger balayla? How do you learn those three things? So the Gemara is understanding that it can't be that you need Mumchin. And that's the Gemara's answer. Iklu. That they just happen to be the ones available for the conversion. But by law, you don't need Mumchin. But the other three things you absolutely need. Eino gerat sheyamo v'yitbol, and that's why he said you have to do tefillah, and we'll do it tomorrow, you can't do it at night. And it has to be in front of three people, that's an absolute. But not that you need Mumchin. But it's clear that you don't need Mumchin for Kabbalah Sager. However, the Miri writes, "Amitzis hakol yodim osam v'imken hakol kemumchin linyan ze." Ah, so the Miri says everybody's considered like a Mumchin for this. L'chora ze machlokas rishonim here. Is pshat that you don't require Mumchin from the pasuk? as we saw from numerous Rishonim from Ledor Seichem? Or do we not require Mumchen because it's Shlichusayhu? Or that they're all considered Mumchen? That's how the Meiri learns. Tosus learns it's Shlichusayhu. The Meiri learns they are considered Mumchen. Akopanim, according to the way Rav Rishonim are learning, that there's no din mumchin, so it's hard to say it's a psak bezin like a knas, that it's talui bebezin. Not pitom. For that you need mumchin. And it's not necessary to have mumchin. We don't have mumchin bismanaze. So you can't say that to the pshat achit disbarat sitkasa. So yesh b'zeh od harichus gedola me'od, and we're hoping that we're able to continue seeing the flows mitaras Hashem and learn the sugya, and we should just be given the life and the simchas chayim and the koach and everything we need in order to continue lomar ulamed lishmor b'las l'kaim is called ibrei salam torah subihava shalom shalom.